tiene seguro se dispara sola. Es de Barcelona, pero está en Carola. Ya no es seguidora, ella es la ola.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the University of British Columbia campus. And I am Molly.
I'm Oren.
We're doing a fill-in today. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. I'm so glad that everyone's tuned in.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about a lot, including but not limited to Subway and Switch and just a general vibe of what's up. You
basically,
know?
Yes. Also bowel movements.
And that would be all.
And also that musical movements, motifs.
Oh, in time.
I can talk about our first two songs, actually,
yeah,
that we played.
Do. Please do.
What did we play? Oh, we played Come to Brazil, Alison Gao, who is here playing Normie Party on July 1st.
That's actually too crazy.
So I think people won't want to miss that. That song was produced actually by Dylan Brady. And you know who the co-writer was on that song?
I actually don't. Can you please tell me?
Yeah, it was Jeremy Zucker.
That's fun.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I was like, okay, indie boy, like...
like, all too crazy.
Yeah, Dylan Brady, Jeremy Zucker, and Alison Gao. I forget, there was someone else. Wyatt, someone, was also producing.
Wyatt's a crazy name.
I love the name.
Really?
I think it's cute.
Okay.
Do you not?
I knew a crazy Wyatt when I was in, like, grade 3. He bullied me.
I knew a lot of things.
He was really blonde.
In third grade about blonde people.
I was blonde, so how does that make
I was blonde, too. That's what I was going to say.
I was bleach blonde bowl cut, cute.
Really?
So cute.
Bowl
I was a little
cut?
Baby.
Bowl cut.
Yeah, I bowl
yeah,
cut
Yeah, you
it.
Ate that.
Mm-hmm.
You ate that.
For sure,
did
I
you
did.
Go, you went into the washroom, like, Mom, I'm actually experimenting at third grade age.
Yeah.
What is that, 7?
And she was... I actually have a really difficult time determining how old I was in certain grades.
Yeah, me too.
Like, if you could not waterboard how old I was in grade 10 in grade 5. I think I was 10 in grade 5.
10 in grade 5. Yeah, I think you were. I always also have a skewed perception of my age and time because I'm born in December.
Oh, wow. I'm born in February. What does that mean?
Baby, it means we're meant for each other.
That's really beautiful.
Actually, Molly.
What is your birth year?
Oh, that's a big one.
I'm going to guess
ready?
It's like 1985.
No, it's like a little bit younger.
1995.
No, it's a little bit younger.
I'm going to guess it's like probably 1998.
No, it's a little bit younger.
I'm going to guess it's probably 2000.
No, it's 99.
Oh my God.
December 99.
This is so humiliating.
2 weeks before the new millennia. Someone tell me what the end of that is. Millennia or millennium? Millennium. Millennium line.
I just blacked out. I just dissociated and I was back in my bed for a second there.
Me too, like, to be honest.
That was kind of crazy.
Thank you.
How was your week?
Really not challenging, to be honest.
Not challenging.
I'm sorry to the haters that, like, have been having a hard week.
That would be, like, 100% me.
That would be everyone. Mm. I just everyone has to give me, like, a little pat on the back because I finished.
Do we?
Okay, you don't have to, legally. Morally, yeah.
But give me some reasons why I should.
So I was really, really, really a good student this year, and I, like, had drafts of all of my finals, papers, and stuff done.
This is too crazy.
So I decided to chill this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I submitted all of my assignments before they were due.
So do you have any deadlines remaining?
And my only deadline is next week for a final.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? You can have 1 week off as a treat.
Oh my gosh, what did you do with this week off?
Well, it's still going.
Mm.
So.
Can you tell me what you've done thus far?
Nothing.
Okay.
I've.
Like, haven't you got, like, gone and gotten ice cream? Or, like, gone on a nice walk?
Probably. I've probably done both of those. I just have a terrible memory.
Mm, that's crazy. Really?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think you have a terrible memory. These
yes. Things. Don't live the lifestyle I live, I guess.
Does it impact your memory?
I think so.
I think I have a really good memory, and it scares me that it's not good, and also that every time you think of a memory, it, like, alters the memory, but I'm convinced I have a really good memory.
We need to talk about history and historicization.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
right.
That's our next... I think that's our topic. That's our subtopic of the next time after we play Sophie.
Okay.
Should we can play talk Sophie? About memory. I think we should.
Okay. You can do that. We should do that.
Do you want me to click the button?
I mean, you can do that if you
I
want.
I mean, I have agency. I know myself. I know when an Aquarius wants me to do something.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. What if I wasn't an Aquarius? What if I was lying to you this whole time?
That would be so Aquarius that it just wouldn't even...
Okay, yeah, I understand. It cancels out,
yeah, it cancels out. So you would honorarily be...
Be an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We... Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It's a crazy... It's... Yeah, the word... That word is just crazy.
That was crazy.
To be honest, I always think of my mother. So
that's
speaking of
you.
Mother, we should
speaking
play Sophie.
Speaking of mother.
Okay. Run it up.
Okay.
Go, click the button. Thank you.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Raw Show on Xenia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you. Old or New Testament?
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hi, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Molly and Oren's Fill-In. It's kind of crazy.
Like a little bit, but like honestly not that much.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So I have some questions.
We have a lot of questions. We have a lot of discourse.
We have a lot to say. So I need you to just get off your chest how you feel about the songs we just played.
Okay, so I know Molly wants to know.
Yeah, I do.
But anyways, so...
Please.
Mostly what we were talking about is which one was it I think it was, it's probably both because they're like sister twin songs, Twin Flames. So we listened to Is It Cold in the Water,
yeah,
and then directly after we listened to Infatuation.
Yeah. And how did you feel about that?
Amazing. They're both together on the album.
Yeah,
like they're,
what album?
Their neighbors, Oil of Every Pearl.
Whose album?
Sides.
Introduce
Sophie.
The people, please. Thank you.
So Sophie.
Pause.
Full everyone song. Knows who that is.
Yeah. And if you don't know who that is and you're listening,
yeah.
I have no thoughts.
No, exactly.
We're going to move right on forward through that.
So yeah. Lost the Grammy to I don't know who.
Probably. And like, okay, so here's the thing about
so
the Grammys.
We're Grammys.
Who's
yeah, we're
here's the thing about
Grammy
the Grammys.
Discourse.
The Grammys don't matter.
No.
But one thing I'd love to say is when an album wins a Grammy, I'm like, yeah, well, it won a Grammy.
No, real.
And when an album loses a Grammy, I'm like, well, it lost the Grammy.
Exactly.
So do they mean anything? No. But like, they're an important talking point.
Exactly.
You know?
I love bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, Oil of Every Pearl, Uninsides lost.
Oh my God. Is Lana calling?
Are we getting a call? Hello, valued listener.
I have no idea how to accept this call.
Yeah, we will get back to that. Anyways, okay, so Oil of Pearl, I'm butchering it.
Should we move on to Subway? Can you take it?
No, wait, no, because I was going to say, like we love that Channel Orange won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Like, we love
Like,
that.
Good for that, I guess. But at the same time, like, the fact that he didn't enter the Grammys for Blonde, it checks. And also,
yep.
Moreover, like... When have the Grammys mattered?
It has never.
But
it's
it
just
is
like
important.
The Oscars. It's just like anything that is an award ceremony.
You know, you have to keep the girls entertained.
Exactly. Maybe it just gives us stuff to talk about.
Oh, that's really
wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what I was actually going to say was it's cathartic.
Oh, thank you.
The two songs. That was the buzzword we wanted to use.
Yeah. And now that we've used it.
Catharsis, gender euphoria.
Mm-hmm, giving
all of
gender
this,
euphoria.
Yes, exactly. Gender in euphoria. Hey, Sam Levinson.
Now, I actually would like to segue and talk about euphoria for about 30 seconds.
Okay, so
in
talk.
That I miss it.
Run it. Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is, it's like really bad, right?
Real.
But it's so good.
Yes.
Sometimes I'd be watching it and I'm like, wow, they made this for why? Love it. Eat.
I think they spent like millions and millions of
dollars. Oh, they spent so much money.
On just film stock. Because they shot all of season 2 on film. Isn't that crazy? They
okay,
like,
film. Okay, film school.
They,
okay.
Okay. Yes, I am in film. But
oh, you hate to say it, don't
I just
you?
Hate,
you
to, hate say to say it because everyone is so interested. Anyways,
yeah.
I want to say it.
Yeah.
But no, I think they ran up Nokia and were like, was it Nokia? No, Nikon. Whoever
Not
makes cameras.
Not you comparing Nikon and Nokia.
They're probably the same.
Do you mean like Kodak?
Kodak. I mean, so
Nikon
they ran
makes
up...
like digital cameras. I don't think they're known for their film.
Exactly. And this is why we need to be together because you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And so with anyways. That. Okay, so what's next up on the docket? I'll tell you what's next up on the docket. Yeah, we've got some Subway discourse to have. Now, I've talked about Subway quite a lot on air recently, and let me tell you why. On Sunday, I was studying in IKB, and the situation was dire. And so, and sometimes I'll be like, oh my god, I want a Subway, and this will happen every so often, and I act...
Sorry, I'm doing ad libs in the back.
I like that.
Thank you. Okay, keep going.
And I'm like, I want a Subway, and I only act on it every so often.
Real.
But in this instance, I acted on it. No. So my girlfriend Emily and I, we went to Subway, and it was really romantic. That's the one thing I'm going to say.
Romantic?
It was really romantic. So we waited in line for like half an hour. Because the UBC Subway, you wait in line for half an hour.
Shout out.
Shout out UBC Subway. You're going to wait in line for half an hour to 3 years.
Yeah.
And they're nice for sure.
Yeah.
But I waited for a while. And by the time
worth it.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll get to that.
I mean, like, slow down.
Okay, so.
So we both get our veggie subs, you know, vegetarian gals. Yeah.
Some might call some veggie sub.
I think they might.
Vegetarian sub.
Okay. So we're going to go right past
Yeah.
We're just going to skim over that comment. Skim. And we're going to continue to talk about our veggie subs. Now, my veggie sub order, and let me tell you, it's been the same for like the majority of my life. I get a Italian Herman cheese, foot long shredded cheese. They had no cheddar, lettuce, tomato, cucumber, green pepper. I decided to go crazy on
another club.
Exactly.
Flight, plane,
no sleep. And I put some avocado.
And I can say that because I'm Italian.
So I put some of that, and they had no ranch, so I put mayo. Anyways,
you
I check
ye?
Out.
You said ye. Ye. Like, okay.
No.
Okay, we're really on the ranch. Anyways.
If you could feel the tense eye contact in this room right now, you'd probably throw up.
If only we could. Anyways.
Anyways. So, yeah. So, what I did is I did that.
I was going to say, who got rid of smoking indoors? It would be even better.
Moving forward. Did that. Mine was about $13. Okay, Emily is behind me. I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Love.
But hers was like $20.
What?
Her veggie sub was $20.
I swear to God, every time I go to Subway, my foot-long veggie sub is $8. What are you guys doing?
So I got mine with like chips, and it was like $13, which is fine.
That's
because like Subway's
affordable.
A sandwich bar.
Yeah,
it's a sandwich bar. Sandwiches. Yeah, it's a sandwich bar. It's not just, it's actually kind of like a restaurant experience.
Sandwich bar.
Yeah, it's like a sandwich bar. You like pick it out. It's like fresh deli meat.
Yes, it's like Erewhon if it's Slade.
Yeah. Erewhon if it was Canadian and if it was good. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So Emily's sandwich was $20. Yeah, it was. And we're eating.
Hailey Bieber sub.
Eating, you know. I don't think she would. Okay.
Well, she's an honorary Canadian. Because Justin Bieber.
Right. Real. So she has her citizenship.
Probably not.
They're in love.
Are they?
Yep.
Sagittarius and a Pisces? That's real not good.
What are your thoughts on Justin Bieber?
Interesting. Yes.
Do you remember when he canceled his tour so he could connect with Jesus, a mega church?
Did he?
Yeah, he canceled his tour when I was in like grade 8.
What?
He was like, sorry guys, because my friends in grade 8 were believers. That.
Rosaliers. Sorry.
Yeah, they were that too.
Don't let me in the studio.
No, you can't take us anywhere. No. Anyways, they were believers. He canceled his tour halfway through because this megachurch pastor was like, baby. Anyways, back to Subway.
Okay.
So
we'll
ate
not
our Subway.
Unpack that.
Yes. We ate our Subway, and I was instantly like, wow, I need myself... what's it called? Something to flush this out of my system. So I came into the
CRA and you were like doing my taxes.
I came into the CITR 101.9 studio and I took a yerb, and Emily took a yerb too, but don't tell anyone, but it was delicious.
Yerb.
So we took a yerb. It was like lemon probably, and we cracked them in IKB in the silent room. And before I knew it.
I want to know.
So the one thing about the IKB bathrooms is that they are a safe space if you need to have a moment.
Yeah, but they're also incredibly acoustic.
They're Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
They're incredibly acoustic, but they're so stinky, stinky, stinky.
Stinky poo-poo.
Yeah, like there's no ventilation in that, like, you can do what you need to do. So I did.
Real.
And this is a great segue to Switch Party.
Oh my goodness, you didn't do that.
I did.
You
so dropped that. What's happening on Saturday dropped. Is that there is the 1 year anniversary.
Sorry.
I love the ad-libs, but I just want to listen.
You real? Can you keep going?
Switch parties on Saturday. Girls, boys, gays. Probably just girls and gays.
I think mostly just girls and gays, yeah.
I don't think we need to include the boys.
I don't think there was ever a boy.
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, are we going?
So, the thing is I'm going, and let me tell you about me going.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, so...
Run it, playroom.
Myself and Emily, mm-hmm. who had a Subway with me, if you recall from the previous story.
New meaning to Subway for this... portion of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Emily, myself, and our dear friend Sam, whom I co-host a show with. It's actually crazy how that
shout
works.
Out,
the three of
Sam.
Us
yes.
are going to the Switch Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one thing is, there's a group chat.
And I'm not in it.
Yep. And it's called the Femtops.
Okay, well, normalize it.
Yeah. So what happened is one time Sam sent a Femtops meme. It was like, uh-huh. be the Femtop you wish to see in the world.
Real.
To a group chat.
Real.
And then he named the group chat Femtops. And now it says he's the admin of the Femtops group chat.
Whoa.
Which is crazy.
Where is Sam?
Mm.
Why is Sam not on air? Anyways.
So he's the admin, right?
Yeah.
And then we're thinking of like what Emily, myself, and Sam want to wear to the Switch Party. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. hear me out. We get like little white t-shirt.
And you, yeah,
we cut it. Yep. So it's like a little bit of a bra
mm-hmm.
moment.
Mm-hmm.
I get some of that transfer paper that I used 100%. In like grade 6.
Transfer.
I iron on Femtop.
Yup.
The three of us, it's each in a different font. Okay, Slate.
Uh-huh.
That's where I come into play. Okay.
Real.
Emily is going to the fabric store today.
Fabric.
She's going to get some red latex. Yeah. She has a sewing machine.
Whoa.
She's going to make Sam
order?
And I. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's going to make Sam and I a little skirt. Like a tiny little skirt.
Yeah.
She's going to make herself little pants with like holes like made of hearts and shit.
Yes.
It's going to be extremely cunty.
Yeah. Duh.
So this is what. So, okay. Here's the thing.
Okay.
If you
here
come
it
to
is.
The Switch Party, you would see this.
Okay. So this is everyone's incentive to go buy a ticket.
And go get a Subway sandwich. I think that's all I have to say on the matter.
Okay, well, because I love the concept. I love the teeny, eeny, beanie, itty, bitty, skirty, murdy moment.
Yep.
Amazing. I'm going to have to put in an order for latex gloves because I've been waiting. I've been waiting. Latex gloves, slap so hot, PVC, I got so hot. Like, when am I going to be able to say that unironically?
I think I just, like, zoomed out of my body again.
So maybe it's time for a song. Okay, well, I have a really good remix next.
Oh.
We have the new Shy Girl and the Earth Eater.
Oh, come on.
On the remix. On the remix Nymph album. Nymph, yeah.
Oh, no need.
No need. No introduction needed.
Let's go.
Where's our conclusion? This isn't it, because we're on the air for another half an hour. But. Here's a good remix. We're going to play it right now.
Let's go.
Heart throbbing in my chest.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crazy Crazy Time, Crazy Crazy Hour. What's going on? It's Orn and Molly.
It's Orn and Molly.
And I think we're about to... Oh, I thought we were about to be joined by Lana.
We're quite literally in the grasp of greatness. And now we still are.
I have Can you elaborate on that?
I truly cannot because I have no idea what I just said.
Okay, so what... Let me...
Oh, yeah, yeah, keep going.
So I think what's about to happen, but, like, I'm not really sure how it's going to happen, is Lana, who is supposed to be here...
Shout out, Lana.
Shout out, Lana. I'm upset.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
50,000...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we're getting a phone call.
So what we're going to do is...
Click. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god, wait, I can hear
Molly
her.
And Lana.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Do all our listeners on air hear this?
They can hear her.
Hey.
Hey, don't be mean.
Okay, so Lana, can we talk for a second?
I'm so scared.
Where are you joining us from?
If I told you, I'd have to do terrible things to you.
Okay, so she's in Dilf Alley.
Lana, okay, I just want to talk.
I just want to go real hot
for
days.
Lana, I just want to talk about the remix.
Lana, no, I don't want to talk about that.
That was the glitch part in it.
Glitch party.
Lana, when did you wake up?
Like I said, I can't tell you.
No, but you can, you're safe
here.
It's for
your own safety.
You're safe here.
Wow. Sorry, our voices sound so good on air.
I know, it's actually crazy. Sometimes when I put the headphones on, I'm like...
Oh my god, not this again.
who let the twink out, sorry? Who let him
really
out?
Like,
yeah, okay, can't bring us anywhere.
You go on air, you put on your little...
So that was a great segment joined by Lana.
Lana, listen.
Wait,
listen,
no, it's giving. I'll tell you what,
Which one of yous?
Redacted. I forget that it's early and
it's early. So can I not talk about the switch party on air?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
I'll.
What?
Lana. Lana.
Fine, I'll answer your question.
I love hearing my own voice on air.
Oh, really? Shut up! I have questions to ask our guests. Lana, how was your week?
It's like finally getting better.
Tell us about it.
Thank you. So last night I submitted my last assignment. I want to say ever of my undergrad because that's what everyone around me gets to say, but it's actually the first of many.
The first of many. Aw, we have a first year on air.
Yes,
I know.
Thank you for joining us.
I know, thank you.
Fourth year with first year
I'm
standing.
I'm a really experienced first year.
You would be.
Real.
Yeah.
Lana, I have a question.
What?
Have you ever had an oat fudge bar?
A what?
An oat fudge bar. An OFB.
The blue chip one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have in my actual first year when I was less experienced.
Oh, and what are your thoughts on it?
Wow.
And my experience with that was actually pretty terrible.
Okay, well, No. I don't want negative opinions on here. I don't want negative opinions on air.
Totalitarian.
Okay.
Molly.
I will not go into the details. It tasted great, but it didn't.
Oh.
We don't have to. We're not sponsored.
Was it a Subway experience, if you know what I mean?
Everything is a Subway experience.
For you?
For me.
Cigarette for breakfast, then.
Well, I mean...
The Marlboros I brought for us that are going unsmoked because you're not here.
I know. Wait, what? I don't...
No one's actually ever heard of that word.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
Who wakes up and looks at the 5 packs of Marlboros next to their bed and thinks, which one am I going to have first?
Yeah, a few of us, to be honest.
Yeah,
not me. Stay safe, though.
That one's a lie. You're going no.
Subway Marlboro collab.
Whoa. Subway vape.
Marlboro seasoning for bread.
Oh my god. Wait, what is it called? Italian Urban Cheese Elf Bar.
No.
Someone
Tuna
needs to get.
Elf Bar.
I need to get my hands on one of those little, like, AliExpress elf bars.
I've never heard.
I feel like it has petroleum.
Whoa, I trust.
They're probably crazy.
They're probably so yum.
They're probably really good.
And, like, probably okay for you.
Better than the ones we have.
Better
here.
Than whatever this
exactly,
is.
Exactly, yeah.
Lana, I have a question.
I've never vaped.
Lana.
Yes.
You're safe with me. What are you doing today?
I'm studying.
Here?
False.
There?
Well, here's the thing. Now that I'm not on campus, I'm like, should I come all the way and then go to the gym to feel something and then study? Or should I just go to a cafe to feel something and study there?
No.
Well,
listeners, please vote. Yeah.
I was going to say,
whatever. Help me.
Lana, what I think you should do is
really
I think you should come here.
Experienced first year, what?
No, but like what's going to have a higher DILF ratio?
No, but I was going to say, like, the Starbucks on Canby or the student gym.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Who's gym?
Who's Lana? Gym?
Lana.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
I feel like I'm... I feel like I never woke up.
Fever dream.
Oh, it's a dream. This is a dream.
Fever dream sponsored by...
Nothing is real.
Lana, you should come to campus.
Ugh, I think you're right, honestly.
Lana, do you have any parting words?
Departing words.
Departing or parting?
I said departing and
the
I'm going to own it. Excuse me, what did you say?
The Departed.
Departed.
The great feature film with Jack Nicholson and Matt Damon.
I'm turning off your mic.
The Departed.
I was literally silenced.
You?
I was trying to do like a nice little ballet beat, like percussion in the background, and I was silent.
The fun thing, so okay,
I keep being silent.
I walk into the studio and I'm and Orin has like been here.
Yeah, 15
he's not
minutes.
Sitting at the okay.
Rotting.
Let me historicize.
So so I walk into the studio and Orin is just sitting, but he's like he's not sitting in the host chair. He tells me I'm gonna host. I'm like, well, that's a little insane. So now I have the power of shutting him off and silencing him if he's just being a little bit too much. Right now he's been silenced. Anything to say?
I think that's a good
I immediately
way
to, don't think
whoa,
so.
Whoa, Molly is hagging. I need to take notes.
I know.
Keep talking.
The power.
That's like a whole other, I'm just like, okay, I'll let him do his thing until he like.
And if he didn't have headphones on right now, he would not know. He keeps like turning it back on as if I'm.
You're so silly.
Oh my god, calm down. Oh, you can't take us anywhere. You can't take us into Studio A.
Oh my god, you're giggling. You're crazy.
Molly loves
also,
me.
Also, I just wanted to say that I used Is It Cold in the Water for my music project that was due on Saturday.
I literally played it for you, and
thank
you're
you.
Not here.
No, okay. I know, okay. But okay. I know you still played it, so let's calm down.
Yeah, I did my duty, my civic duty.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, we're going to play the Safety Trends Argo song next.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here
okay. Race loves
here's
oil.
Argo.
Bye, Lana. I'm really
see
upset
you
at you. You better come.
Wait. Okay,
can
I need
you fade
the people
this
to
in
vote.
While we
I
all
can,
talk?
I can fade
okay,
this in
I'm
for
playing
sure.
It right now.
Okay.
Okay,
this
okay,
is
bye.
So gorgeous.
Bye.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Arca.
Pa arriba, pa abajo. Y subo y bajo. Pa abajo, pa abajo. Qué majo. Regálame ese alma que te trajo. Esto es un relajo. Papi, dame el pene, me lo abro con la garra. Tú me dices guarra. A mí me sube y me desgarra, mientras tú me agarras, yo pongo bien pana, la plaga es barata, hazle tu raja que yo sé que a ti te encanta.
soy una perra, pero te yo hago miau, miau, miau. Te dejo el pelucao, pao, pao. Qué susto, qué relajo. Ajo, ajo, el alma que te trajo. Hago miau, miau, miau. Te dejo el pelucao, pao, pao. Qué susto, qué relajo. Ajo, ajo, el alma que te trajo.
Salpica, salpica, me moja, me pica. Salpica, salpica, me moja, me pica. La chicha bien rica, espesita. Salpica, me moja, me pica, salpica, salpica, me moja, me pica, pico, pico, psicopática.
Regálame ese alma que te trajo, esto es un relajo, papi, dame pene, me lo abro con las garras, tú me dices guarra, a mí me sube y me desgarra, mientras tú me agarras, me pongo bien pana, la plaga barata, hazle tu raja que yo sé que a ti te encanta, ya que sobran ganas.
Estamos partiendo el vídeo.
Safety chance.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
The 22nd edition of DOXA, Documentary Film Festival, returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Molly and Oren fill in.
Wait, let me put in the headphones so I can hear myself.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn your mic off.
Okay, so anyways, what did we just listen to? We listened to some Arca and Safety Trance, and next up we have some Shy Girl. But before that, we have to speak.
What do we have to speak on? We're wrapping up how we feel and our thoughts for the day right now. We have about 5 more minutes.
Should I stop my ad-libs altogether? Like, I'll pack up my act.
Yeah, I don't like your bits.
Okay, then my bits will be taken with me.
Yeah, you and your bits can leave.
Me and my bits.
I'll be honest, I really right now, I want to talk about the things that I want to do after this.
This is my thing.
Okay, so I'm going to turn Oren's mic off while I tell you about what I want to do.
So what do you want to do after?
What I want to do is I want to go get an oat fudge bar. Do you think that the Honor Roll Mid Sushi is open?
I was on Honor Roll once.
Okay, Oren. Okay, mic off. Anyways, so yeah, so what I want is mainly I want to get some food.
Yeah.
And then I want to eat the girls up. And then to conclude, oh my god, guess what I'm doing tonight?
What?
I'm going to the Hayley Hendrix concert.
I know a few.
I have a free ticket.
Okay.
So do you want it?
Everyone on. I don't know who that is.
I didn't think you would.
Thank you.
She doesn't seem like your type.
What does she do?
If anyone actually, I will not be offering my free ticket
Haley
to them.
Hendrix. What a crazy name. H-H-H-H.
I used to date someone with a last name named Hendrix, but it's not spelled the same way.
I used to know a Hendrix. They were nice.
Like a first or last name?
Last.
Okay. How did they spell?
With a C-K-S.
The one I knew was with a K-S.
Sorry, that was just me
enunciating?
Practicing linguistics.
Okay, do we remember when you were a little girl, boy or other, when, I don't know, when you'd get those little books and you had to, like, draw the letters? It's really hard.
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was. I'm saying that in solidarity.
Okay. Ooh. Don't humor me. I don't need to laugh.
Yeah.
So, everyone, it's been such a pleasure, you know?
Molly wrapping up 10 minutes early to, like, just silence me in general.
No, I have lots more to say.
Yeah, what's up? Do you want to play a snippet of Haley Hendrix? We'll just talk over it.
Okay, beautiful.
And I'll give you my honest thoughts.
Oh, I don't need you to do that.
No, no one does, but I'll do it.
Let me find
How do you spell their name?
H-E-Y-N-D-E-R-I-C-K-S.
Can I get Haley spelling one more time? What? How do you H? Oh, H-L-E-Y. Okay.
Can I get Haley spelling one more time? I would play.
Andre.
I would play Joe or the Bug Collector.
Joe?
But it's like, it's so not your vibe.
That's okay. I'm open.
I'm sure you are. I'm so sure you
yes,
are.
Yes, Haley Hendrix.
I would like to bring to everyone's attention that this has been a fruitful time, given that I learned how the phones
That's
work.
That's a slur. Fruitful.
Mic off for Oren. Mic off for Oren. It's been a fruitful time. I learned how the phones work today, and I got to spend some time with Oren for better or for worse.
There's no worse.
There's only worse. And
only worse from me.
I hope. Play that song.
Did you think that was the song? No, okay. Wait, can you fade it in and we'll talk?
Okay, I'm playing it. Is this not gorgeous?
It is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Don't you think it's gorgeous? That was me trying to do an Irish accent. Didn't really pan out well.
Do you know that my dad's British?
You don't tell me that.
I bet I have.
Shouldn't have pulled. No, that wasn't. That was Italian. Should have told me not.
Have you ever talked to someone from the UK?
About these.
No, no, no. Just have you heard an English accent?
I've listened to Charlie XCX. Wait, see, I'm usually really good at accents. I'm not, but usually I'm better than this. I think I'm tired.
Oh.
Baby. Had to be here at 11 a.m.
Oh, that's devastating. Well, at least you were here.
Yeah, oh, shade.
Lana.
Is this what I get?
So that was awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We're listening to Haley Hendrix Joe right now.
We
it's
are.
Vibes.
It's going to be so crazy when we transition this into Shy Girl.
I know. It's going to be, like, a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Unsettling. Uncanny.
I hope everyone has a really fruitful day. I'm excited for spring to be here. Spring's my favorite season. What's your favorite season?
Spring.
Don't look at me like
no,
that.
No, I know I said that in a very weirdly patronizing, condescending.
It's because I'm bald, huh? It's because I'm envy, huh?
Real. Anyways, I actually do love spring.
Okay, it's my favorite season. So.
It's my favorite season, and I was born first.
Okay, yeah, well, I love spring before you.
Spring and summer.
I don't love summer. I just love spring.
Be a bumblebee. Be my undercover lover.
Can we play that? I need to play Summer Bummer by Lana Del Rey. Featuring A$AP Rocky. Okay, I'm going to say something. I don't think I'm going to say something.
I'm going to fade this in and out. Isn't that good? Didn't I do that, like, good? Wow. Sorry.
To be who you want to be. This is a crazy song. This reminds me of being 16 or 17.
Yeah.
I was driving in my small hometown.
Oh, me too, Siri. Not small. White Rock, actually.
White Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You're from White Rock?
I was born there.
Okay.
And then I moved to Surrey, sort of.
Your glow up.
Is it?
Nope.
It's glow. Glop is a glopposite.
It's a glopposite. You glopped.
Wait, let this drop,
okay.
Huh?
Okay.
It's crazy.
Don't be a bum, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe.
This is actually too crazy.
High tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe.
I can't believe we just did that.
Yes, I know.
Sophistication make you wanna quit the bitch you date. That's real.
Is it?
That's me when I walk in with a flannel and a little crop top.
Flannel, crop top, and a cane.
Oh my god!
Like, and house, with that, like house MD.
And with that, it's been a pleasure, everyone.
No. What about the best part? She's like, white lines and white beaches. That's in sangria.
Okay, but you've put me over the edge.
Push me to the edge. Really rocking.
She just might become my lover for real.
Oh, for real.
I'm gonna fuck with her all summer for real.
Oh, for real.
And I holler if I cover for real.
For real.
Niggas better run for cover for real. Go to bail, how I feel. Close to deal.
What happened to this?
Well, two pills on this on the rail.
Truthfully, between you and me, I'm usually.
What?
What happened to this type of music?
Oh, yeah, things are better in the old days.
You know,
okay, I'm going to say something. I can't keep it in. Lana's most recent album, Purr, her two before that, nope.
Yeah, I don't think that's a controversial opinion.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't think anyone listened to Blue Bannisters, whatever it was called. Country Club.
There's a Chemtrails and a Country Club and a Cunty Club, and I didn't care for any of it.
Well, because you're not supposed to.
Okay, good.
You know, I saw someone on TikTok being like, Lana brings us out of the romanticized 1950s Americana by saying she has a vape in her songs. And I was like, maybe that's
real.
Let's
delete the phone.
But let's just go back. Wrong generation. Oh. I like to escape.
Escape your demons, but you've got your reasons. You're making me crazy, but you've got your reasons. White lights and black beaches.
The one thing about the closing bit of the show is that this has been the most incredible remix of this song that has ever dropped.
And it's public record.
Holy. Wow.
Wow.
And with that, Mama need an oat fudge bar to nourish so I can keep doing this for a lifetime.
I am so sorry, Shy Girl. This is our closer.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Okay, but like, there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah, and to the next felon.
Felon. Fill in. Let's enunciate our words.
Who's Phil and what is he in?
Studio A.
Hey.
Do we know anyone named Phil?
No.
Okay.
Phyllis.
That's awesome. Oh my god. And with that, our time here is so over.
Just vocalize with me.
Thank you. Say bye, Orin.
Bye bye.
Bye from Molly. Have a good day, everyone. Enjoy the rain.
Big kiss.
No. Small kiss.
Small.
Kiss. Bye, everyone.
Bye bye.
Still chilly? Okay. Now, I'm just going to say our first song is called Blue Crystal Fire by Robbie B-